From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama has sought to reassure the American people after a difficult week of violence. As VOA's Jeff Swicord reports, the president rejected the notion that the country is deeply divided by this week's police-involved shootings in Louisiana and Minnesota, and a sniper attack against police in Dallas, Texas.
Speaking in Warsaw, where he took part in a summit of NATO leaders, the president said America is not divided, as some suggest.
The demented individual who carried out those attacks in Dallas, he's no more representative of African Americans than the shooter in Charleston was representative of white Americans, or the shooter in Orlando or San Bernardino were representative of Muslim Americans.
After the shootings this week, there was outrage by both black and white Americans and support for both the slain police officers and the civilian victims in Louisiana and Minnesota. President Obama told the assembled media in Warsaw he plans to hold a White House meeting next week with police officials and civil rights leaders to talk about how to bring the country together and move forward. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Obama pledged long-term U.S. support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for the NATO alliance and Europe. The president reaffirmed what he called the U.S. commitment to the defense of Europe and to the transatlantic relationship. Mr. Obama also called on Britain and the European Union not to harden their stances as Britain begins the process of exiting the EU. Also, alliance leaders pledged to continue training Afghan security forces into 2017 and provide nearly $1 billion each to support Afghan forces through 2020. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department on Saturday issued an urgent call for calm in South Sudan after fighting between rival factions in the capital, Juba, killed more than 100 people. The statement urges fighters loyal to President Salva Kiir and those backing his rival, current First Vice President Riek Machar, to disengage and cease fighting. As Jason Patinkin reports, the fighting marred South Sudan's fifth anniversary since independence.
Late Friday, shooting erupted outside the presidential palace, soon engulfing the whole city. More than 100 people died. It was the latest clash in a brutal civil war which broke out in 2013. Tens of thousands have been killed as forces of the president, Salva Kiir, fight those of his rival, the current vice president, Riek Machar. The two men are accused of leading troops who murdered and raped civilians. Kiir and Machar signed a peace deal last August and formed a government together in April, but they have been unable to stop violence across the nation. With war, poverty, and hunger across the land, there was little to celebrate this Independence Day. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Nairobi.
NATO's military operations commander says North Korea's latest missile test is a serious threat to the Pacific region and the globe. U.S. General Curtis M. Scarparotti, NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe, said that the North Korean regime continues to work on its ballistic missile capability and is getting better and working out its problems. The North conducted a submarine missile launch late Friday off the coast of the port city of Sinpo. Initial indications show the missile apparently fell over the Sea of Japan. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said the missile's engine ignited but exploded about 10 kilometers into the air. A similar test in April also failed. Iraqi forces recaptured a northern air base from the Islamic State group on Saturday, a victory hailed by the country's prime minister as a key step ahead of the long-awaited operation to retake the northern city of Mosul. In a statement issued on his website, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi described the air base in the town of Qaraya as an important base to liberate Mosul. He called on residents of Mosul to get ready for the liberation of their areas. In the mostly Sunni province of Anbar, west of Baghdad, government troops on Saturday consolidated their grip on the provincial capital of Ramadi. And a Soyuz space capsule carrying a three-person multinational crew docked successfully with the International Space Station early Saturday. NASA astronaut Kathleen Rubens, Russian cosmonaut Anatoly Ivanishin, and Japan's Takuya Onishi lifted off from Russia's space complex in Kazakhstan on Thursday. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.